Humboldt. The city of Humboldt looks back on the 2023 year and highlights the Carl Schenn Dry Pond Project, 14 new storefront businesses, 15 new single-unit dwellings, and residential tax incentive and the city of Humboldt's pilot project in reconciliation. For me, the highlight this year was the start of the Carl Schenn Dry Pond Project, Mayor Michael Behail said. It is the solution to a long-running flooding problem in the city's West End, and will hopefully finally provide much-deserved relief to those residents who have had to endure flooding in the area. On areas of improvement, Behail said, I think one area I would like to see improved upon is a comparative review of all of our departments against similar cities in the province to ensure that we are not overspending in any one area and can streamline all operations to provide the best service for the least amount of cost to our citizens. I am hopeful that this can be undertaken and implemented before the end of 2024. The Carl Schenn Dry Pond Project aimed to help in flooding that occurs following heavy rainfall events within the nearby residential areas of Carl Schenn Park. Work began in August of this year. The field portion of the park will remain closed until the fall of 2024 to allow for the grass to establish. The field will be irrigated throughout 2024 until the time it is opened back up for public use. Excavated locations for the pipe installations will be repaved in 2024. Pending council approval for the 2024 budget, 12th Avenue from Stebbings Crescent to 21st Street is also planned to be rebuilt in 2024. The total project is estimated at valued at $1,617,800, with 73% of funding for this project, $1,180,992, made possible by the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, ICIP, and the remaining 27%, $436,808, being funded by the City of Humboldt. The city also dealt with a severe water main break on March 19 at 1:34 a.m., with the leak discovered at 9th Avenue and Main Street. The water plant was flowing extremely high, which immediately started covering the roads around it and created difficulty isolating the leak. The city's public works staff worked quickly in repairing the break. In the end, approximately 4,847 cubic meters were lost at a cost of $18,450. The break appeared to be related to a shift in the ground where a cast iron and PVC pipe connected. This was an odd and very rare break, said a statement from the city. Protective Services on Tuesday, January 10, 2023, at 5 p.m. The Humboldt Fire Department's fire chief and deputy fire chief were called to an apartment complex in response to carbon monoxide, CO, alarms alerting a maintenance staff member. Upon their arrival, they detected high levels of CO throughout the building. Dispatch was then notified, and the remainder of the fire department and Humboldt and District Ambulance Service were deployed. 25 residents were treated as necessary, with some being transported to the Humboldt District Hospital Complex. The remainder were transported to the Humboldt Uniplex. Reassessments by paramedics were completed at the Uniplex, with some patients being rerouted to the hospital. Early Wednesday morning, residents were advised that the leak had been successfully identified and isolated and the property was safe to re-enter. A condo fire also occurred on Thursday, June 1, 2023, at approximately 12:35 a.m. The Humboldt and District Fire Department successfully extinguished a fire at 607 10th Street in Humboldt, a 24-unit condominium complex. All 38 residents were safely evacuated. The investigation concluded that the origin of the fire was unintentional and was caused by improperly discarded smoking materials on a fourth-floor balcony. Cultural Services Reconciliation Pilot Project. The City of Humboldt and Heritage Saskatchewan, along with their partners, the Office of the Treaty Commissioner and the Aboriginal Friendship Centres of Saskatchewan, announced the pilot project in Humboldt entitled, Relationship Building and Reconciliation Through Living Heritage, Reconciliation Mural, CCNC National Award on October 5, 2023. The Creative City Network, CCNC, announced award winners for the 2023 Awards of Excellence Program. The City of Humboldt was pleased to be the recipient of the nationally recognized Public Art Sustainability Award for the mural on City Hall titled Reconciliation Mural, Communications, Marketing and Development Digital Humboldt. The Digital Humboldt Pilot Project was launched in July 2023 and aims to assist our residents and volunteer organizations with their promotions and advertising by giving them the opportunity to take advantage of custom indoor digital displays. They also display messaging from City of Humboldt Council and all departments. These displays are now located in 3 city-owned locations, 1 hotel, and 2 retail outlets in Humboldt. Planning and Development Tax Incentive. In July of 2023, Humboldt Council passed a new residential construction incentive. This new bylaw provides a property tax exemption for construction of new residential dwelling units in the city. There were 14 new stair front businesses, 21 home-based business and 10 out of town that were registered licenses with the city. New construction single-unit dwellings $15,302,794 multi-unit dwelling building, $1,576,588 commercial and industrial $3,020,000 government and institutional $1,150,000 renovations and additions to existing building single-unit dwellings, Inc. Garages and carports, $14,430,940 multi-unit dwelling building $1,250,000 commercial and industrial $4,2,613,608 community and leisure services. While city staff will see a few projects carry over into 2024, a large portion of the Centennial Park projects will be completed or nearly completed by the end of the year. The North Hospital Green Space Development Project will start as well. Administration will continue to work diligently on all carryover projects to ensure that they are prioritized as early as possible in 2024. Centennial Park development and landscaping. Construction of the washroom and concession facility is underway, as well as work on the outdoor rink and multi-sport court. City Hall. The main floor of City Hall received a facelift with new paint and flooring. PBR Invitational Rodeo. The city was one of the sponsors of Discovery Ford's PBR Invitational Rodeo. This event was a huge success and the city hopes to see more of these kinds of events in the future. Filipino Days. The city's Filipino community hosted their second Filipino festival in Humboldt, celebrating their culture and traditions. The event was another huge success with great food and entertainment. Third Annual Saskatchewan Film Festival. Humboldt was host to the Third Annual Saskatchewan International Film Festival, showcasing talent in the film industry from all over the world. Milestones. Futuristic Industries celebrated their 50th anniversary on November 3. Carlton Trail College celebrated its 50th anniversary on December 7.